The group tasked with finding a new location for the state prison has pushed back its deadline to October 1st. The Prison Relocation Commission met Thursday morning at the Utah State Capitol and left more questions to answer. KUBR's Whitney Evans reports.
Hired consultants from MGT of America briefed the commission for 3 hours on the pros and cons of each of the four proposed locations. Republican Representative Brad Wilson is co-chair of the PRC. He says land sale negotiations are still underway, so the commission still needs information about land prices, for instance, and long-term utility costs.
We're going to see what other information the PRC members want as they make a decision, and we'll get that information. I think we left our consultants and our staff with a dozen things we want them to go back and do, and that'll be part of the consideration as well.
The locations under consideration are in Salt Lake City near the airport, Grantsville in Tooele County, and Eagle Mountain and Fairfield in northern Utah County. Consultants outline the significant logistical problems with rebuilding the prison at its current location in Draper. MGT consultant Brad Sassatelli says there's not enough room to rebuild in place, and it would be a serious security risk to staff, inmates, volunteers, and contractors.
So in my mind, the complications and the difficulty of trying to build on the site is just almost insurmountable. It would be difficult to do, and it would be costly, and it would cause huge issues for the Department of Corrections.
Commission members say the actual price of the land may be insignificant once the cost of utilities and other elements are factored in. The group is expected to meet at least one more time before making a recommendation on October 1st. The governor will then call a special session of the legislature to confirm the decision. Whitney Evans, KUER News.